Hello, my name is Roxanne. I'm a mom, a nutritionist, an educator, and a licensed chemical dependency counselor. Welcome to Here to Help. On this podcast, we will discuss issues relating to overcoming adversity and difficulties. We will, of course, discuss issues relating to substance use because that is a big part of my background. We will discuss the legality relating to substances and substance use. Nothing is off topic. We will discuss withdrawal symptoms and the emotional and the physical problems that result because of the withdrawal difficulties. We will discuss living with substance abuse illness. We will also discuss the concept of understanding substance use as an illness. And if you're living with the illness and you're discouraged, this podcast is for you. If you're living with someone who is a substance user, like us, follow us. If you're mad, sad, or confused because you're trying to do better and you're having problems, or you're mad, sad, or confused because you're feeling stuck, check in with us. If you're mad, sad, or confused because you're living with someone who is a substance user, or if you don't understand why they can't just stop, or why you just can't stop, this podcast is for you. And this isn't all about substance use. If you can't stop doing anything, this podcast is for you. If you're having trouble withdrawing from a person, from a thing, from an activity, this podcast is for you. We will discuss all of the difficulties that come with withdrawing from something that we love, something that we feel we need, or something that our body has grown accustomed to. We will discuss it. And again, this podcast isn't only for those who are affected with substance use. We'll talk about mental illness as well, because as you know, mental illness affects millions of people. It can be extremely painful and frustrating for family members who are dealing with those who suffer from a mental illness. So let's talk. Let's talk about the things that no one else is talking about. If you're struggling with the decision to seek help for a mental illness, I'm here to help. If you're struggling with the stigma of mental illness, I'm here to help. Listen in, comment. But please do not continue to carry around your struggles and your frustrations, because I'm here to help. The physiological functioning of the body is also important. I approach healing and wellness in a holistic perspective. And again, the physiological functioning, how our body functions, is important, and it's influential in how we feel. It's influential in how we respond, how we think, how we go about our daily lives and function in the world. We will discuss how food, exercise, and our own biology, which includes our DNA, what we inherit from our parents. It includes neurotransmitters. These are the chemicals in our brain. We'll talk about the different parts of the brain because they have different functions. We will talk about how all of those concepts, those things are involved with substance use, overeating, mental health, withdrawal discomfort, and other aspects of our overall well-being and our health, both mental and physical health. I will bring a holistic approach to understanding our bodies and becoming a better version of our respective self. I encourage your input. I encourage your comments as we collaborate on this journey to wholeness. My background is in psychology, but there's a heavy emphasis on chemical dependency counseling. But with the chemical dependency counseling, the understanding that as we feel we are addicted to anything, that is what we talk about. Addictions, withdrawal, dealing with addictions, family members, everything that comes with when we can't stop doing something. and especially if we want to stop. Although I am a licensed chemical dependency counselor, I am not going to offer counseling in this forum. I will be here as a sounding board. This is a place for you to ask your questions. This is a place for you to vent. No question is off limits. I'm here to answer everything that you want to throw at me. I will collaborate with you in your journey to understanding, in your journey to becoming more educated, and in your journey for self-improvement. You are not alone. I'm here to listen. I'm here to collaborate, and I'm here to help. I look forward to seeing you.